All right, all right. Crime never sleeps, not even at Harbour Watch Inn. And if crime doesn't sleep, then neither do I. What happened? What's all the fuss about? Should I go downstairs or stay here and listen?
I am sure it will all be alright.
When was the last time you saw him?
In the room. I went to the bathroom, and when I came out, he was gone.
Has something happened?
Please, Miss Wells, help me. Please.
Adele, calm down. We'll sort it all out.
Can someone please tell me what's going on down here?
It's Hugo. He's just...
The Kessels can't find their son.
He's missing. Something must have happened to him. I feel it. I know it.
Maybe he's just hiding somewhere.
Hugo wouldn't do that. Please, Miss Wells. You're a police officer. Please help me find him. Please do something.
How does she know I'm a police officer? Should I ask her? Don't worry, Mrs. Caswell. I'm sure your son is okay.
I just wish I could believe you.
But you'll find him, right?
Me?
Oh, please, you have to find him. You have to help us.
But
what?
If I go after the boy, I'd risk exposing myself. But what if something's really happened to him? Should I help? Of course I'll help you.
Thank you.
Ethel, is it possible that the boy got out somehow?
That's impossible. I've been at reception the whole evening. He didn't pass through there.
In that case, he must still be at the hotel.
Unfortunately, I think you're right.
Unfortunately?
Miss Wells, do you remember why we had to check you into a different room?
What do you mean?
I mean, Hugo is probably hiding somewhere.
Please don't start with your ghost stories.
Oh, just please, why is everybody just standing there? Can you do something? He might be suffering right now while you're all talking.
Adele, calm down.
Hugo? Oh, darling, where are you? Somebody do something.
Calm down.
Hugo! Hugo!
Do not yell, Mrs. Caswell. He obviously does not hear.
Oh, just leave me alone! I need to find him! This is my son! Don't just stand there! Help me, someone!
I need to calm Mrs. Caswell down. Gently or quickly.
Hugo! Hugo! Hugo, darling!
Mrs. Caswell!
Oh, where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Come on!
I have to go.
Where?
I don't know. I just have to go. I have to do something. I have to find him.
I'll go with you.
Calm down. Please. I know you're worried, but everything is going to be okay. I need you to stay calm.
All right, then. All right.
Please, go back to your room. The same applies to you, Reverend.
As you wish.
Ethel? Please lock the entrance to the hotel and inform the staff.
Right away, love.
Hugo will probably show up eventually and will come looking for you in your room. So don't leave the room under any circumstances.
But...
Is that clear?
Yes.
I'll personally check all the rooms and other areas in the hotel.
Thank you.
That's okay. It's my job, after all. Okay. Ethel has locked the entrance. All the guests are in their rooms. And I'm here. I guess I can forget about quietly getting out of here tomorrow without anyone remembering me. What have I got myself into? Oh, I'm getting dizzy again. Damn it. I shouldn't have had the pills and the drink. There are three rooms on this floor. I'm guessing by the crying, the Keswells must be checked into room number one. Detective Broderick said he was staying right next door, and the third room must be the Reverend's. Has any of this got something to do with why I'm here? I can't imagine the drunk Reverend or the weepy mother inviting me here. But if it's neither of them, then who is it? I should check on the Keswells first. Find out how it all started. Doesn't sound pleasant. I should probably leave them alone and not just stand here and eavesdrop. But who knows what else I can find out about. Should I knock on the door or just listen for a while?
Come in.
I'm sorry to disturb you, but...
Can't you leave us alone now?
Have you found him? Do you know anything?
I'm sorry, not yet. I need to ask you a few questions, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course. Whatever you need.
Adele, but...
Oh, Richard! Please, go on.
When and where was the last time you saw your son?
How original.
Richard, stop it! About an hour ago, maybe one and a half. He was sitting on the bed here, reading, and I went to have a shower, and I couldn't have been gone long, maybe 10-15 minutes. But when I came out of the bathroom, he was gone.
And where were you at that time, Mr. Keswell?
Down in the lobby.
Sitting at the bar.
Is it possible that Hugo went downstairs to look for you?
I would have seen him if he'd been there.
Oh, he wouldn't have just left the room like that.
So how come he's not here?
Just relax. Relax. Mrs. Keswell, you said that Hugo had been reading before you left.
Yes, he was just sitting here on the bed reading. Oh, my boy.
He must be a very smart boy if he can read already. How old is he? Five?
Six. He turned six a few days ago. This holiday was supposed to be a gift for him as well.
I taught him how to read when he was four. He didn't want to. Couldn't focus. But he finally got the hang of it.
That's amazing. What does he like to read?
Fairy tales and fantasy. He's still slow, but, you know, he's still so small. He brought Alice in Wonderland here.
Really?
With all due respect, couldn't you just leave us the hell alone?
Richard, she's trying to help us.
By browsing through the books. What's the point of that? Wouldn't you like to know what we had for breakfast or something else that's so important?
Should I keep questioning the father or the mother? I'm sorry, Mr. Keswell, but every detail is crucial.
Crush, the boy likes fairy tales, just like any other kid of his age. How will that help?
Stop it!
It's all nonsense.
Why do you think that?
What?
Why do you think it's all nonsense?
Miss Wells knows what she's doing.
Nothing's happened. If it were serious, I'd call the real police.
Oh, now you're crossing the line.
Hugo's probably sitting somewhere and stuffing himself with donuts.
What do you even know about him? You don't even care about him.
And you don't care about anything else.
I've had enough. Should I intervene or leave?
Well, excuse me, but he's
my
child.
I don't have time for this.
But you won't leave him alone for even a second.
And I leave him alone this one time, and this is how it ends.
I guess I won't find out anything interesting from the Keswells. But where to now? To the detective or the Reverend? Should I visit the detective or the Reverend? I'll go see Detective Broderick. Who knows? Maybe he'll help me with the search. What's that sound? Has he fallen asleep?
It wasn't me. Don't take photos.
Is he sleep talking?
Go away.
I wonder what he's dreaming about. Should I knock or let him sleep? I don't have a choice. I'll wake him up.
What is it?
Sorry, I...
Oh, it's you, dear colleague. Come on in, then.
Thank you. I'm so sorry for waking you up.
It's not that. I wasn't sleeping. Would you like to have a glass of whiskey with me?
Now?
Why not? It's after 5.
A child's gone missing here.
Oh, this thing.
I could use your help.
Well, but...
But what?
I'm just in the middle of another case. More complicated, and it requires my utmost attention.
Another case? Aren't you on vacation? No.
Some crimes can never be dropped. You can do this on your own, Miss Wells.
Are you serious?
Please. Some kid is playing hide-and-seek with his parents. He has nowhere to go, and nothing can happen to him here.
Are you willing to take that chance?
No. I guess you're right. We should do something.
Thank
you. Just to be sure. A missing child is kind of a big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now that's a huge deal, an important one.
Well, yes.
I think the kidnapper...
A kidnapper?
Well, we always need to take the worst scenario into account.
All of a sudden?
So the kidnapper must certainly be someone who can rarely be seen. Maybe even the bartender. Apparently... He couldn't come because of the storm tonight. But what if he's hiding here somewhere? Or the chef? Have you seen him?
I met him at the bar downstairs.
Well, guy's a real piece of work. I wouldn't be surprised if he was involved in this. Maybe both of them are behind this. That's also possible.
Why did I even come here? Is there any point to keep listening to him?
You know, dear colleague... You wouldn't believe how easy it is sometimes to find a murderer. Usually, it really is enough just to find the person who can't be seen. Take Glasgow, for example. A few years back, like 7 or 8, I was investigating a murder of an elderly lady. A real grandma, you could say. She was living alone. Her daughter-in-law was bringing her groceries once a week, and the landlady was dropping by from time to time, for a blether, as we say in Glasgow. And you see, an ordinary policeman would lengthily and pointlessly interrogate those two poor women. After all, I'm not blaming anyone. The daughter-in-law was supposed to inherit. The landlady could rent the apartment to a better-off tenant. Those are strong motives, don't get me wrong. But I said to myself, watch out, not like this. You can't think about it like this. The landlady and the daughter-in-law, that's too easy, too obvious. They're both suspects, both can be seen.
Right.
It couldn't have been them, not them. Well, and I was right. I don't know how I got that idea, but I checked that old grandma's kitchen sink. And what would you think? A recently fixed sink trap. And I knew it right there. It was obvious. So I found out who was fixing the grandma's pipes, and I came across a plumber. Well, I shouldn't get into too much detail.
Yes.
Basically, after a 7-hour interrogation... He confessed that he had killed that poor old grandma. He's been sitting behind bars to this day and must be wondering, how could that Broderick have found out about me?
I should...
But he'll never know. Nobody understands that. And it's that simple. Plumbers just cannot be seen. They come to you, you let them in, total strangers, into your apartment, and then they leave. Nobody notices them. And on top of that, they know the sewer systems.
Right.
They can get through the pipelines, and you won't even know they're there. And because they took a good look at your apartment...
You think it'll be better if I just quietly disappear?
They know exactly where everything is. Where you sleep, where you keep your knives and the jewels. Now,
imagine... Well, that was painful. I could go to the Reverend now, or just straight to the second floor. Should I go to the Reverend, or to the second floor? So, the The Reverend. That's strange. I swear I could hear him a moment ago. Well, I'll go check the second floor for now. So, except for the room that I'm staying in, there are two other rooms. The mysterious and locked room number 5, and another room that I know nothing about. Where should I go? To the locked room number 5, or to the other room? Room number 4. Strange. The number on the door is all scraped, as if someone was trying to erase it. But why? Should I knock, or should I listen behind the door for a while? Anyone there? I guess nobody's in there. Or maybe they're asleep. Should I try to open the door, listen if I hear someone, or go to the room next door? The child is more important than my reputation. Absolutely. I have to give it a try. Anyone here? Hugo! You don't have to be scared of me. A modestly furnished room. It's still much better than mine. At least it's clean in here. There's a closet and a nightstand with photographs. Oh, a bookshelf on the other side. But I can't see Hugo anywhere in here. I'd better check the bookshelf. If Hugo really is such a bookworm, maybe he borrowed something from there. A few cookbooks. Classics. Nothing special, really. The person in this room is probably not a big reader. Not really helpful. What was that? It wouldn't be any good if they caught me here going through someone else's stuff. I should get out of here quickly. Should I check the closet, the nightstand, or leave?
Miss Wells, what are you doing here? Where are you going?
I'm searching the rooms one by one.
I see.
Are you really drinking now?
And why not? This is absolutely pointless. You won't find the boy on your own. I've got a better idea. We should speak to the chef.
Look, that theory of yours is fascinating for sure, but...
No but. Let's go.
Could I at least stop by my room?
To the kitchen.
Broderick. Broderick! I've got more important things to do than look after him. But what if he does something stupid? And what if that chef really knows something about the boy? Should I follow him to the kitchen, or go to my room? What an idiot. Whatever. I should search my room for Hugo as well. So, here's my room. The only room without a number, and all the way at the end of the hallway. Hugo? Are you in here? No, of course you're not. I knew it. Everything's just as I left it. Oh. The envelope with evidence file number 111. I shouldn't just leave it lying around like this. I'd better take it with me. To all patrols, this is Constable Wells. I'm chasing a suspect driving into town on A31. The suspect is driving a green Lotus Elite. Damn it! Oh my god. Oh my god, someone's lying there. He's hit someone. God, he's hit someone! All of this can't be a coincidence. Someone's trying to scare me, okay? Someone's blackmailing me. I can live with that, sure. But kidnapping a child? Was it worth driving away back then? Oh. I should have stopped. I should have helped that boy. I shouldn't have let anyone blackmail me. Ah. Okay. That's enough. I should go see Broderick in the kitchen. Who knows what that idiot is doing?
You'll either let me in, or I'll have you arrested for obstruction of justice.
What are you talking about? Mind your tone there as well, Sherlock.
You know exactly why I'm here.
Leave me alone, you tosser!
Then let me into the kitchen.
It's not allowed. There are regulations for that. Or do those things not apply to you?
This is an emergency, so step aside!
Stop now!
That's enough! What the hell is going on here?
I'd like to know that too.
Oh, come on, Wells. Our suspect here, Chef Thomas Rogers, is obstructing the investigation.
What?
Mum, please call somebody. Take this guy away or just do something. He's come in here, started yelling like crazy, and he's trying to get in my kitchen. Nutter!
Don't listen to him, Wells. He's obstructing justice and you know it. It's his word against ours.
Just be quiet.
Let's go.
Both of you.
You're right. Let's stop this nonsense and go to the kitchen, shall we?
Just leave me alone.
From now on, only speak when you're spoken to.
Typical cop. Why don't you take your power trip back to wherever you got that bleeding accent from?
Just calm down, Mr. Rogers.
My kitchen, my rules, I can say what I want and when I want.
Yes, of course you can.
For now. What were you doing today between 5 and 7 p.m.?
What's it to you?
Answer the questions.
Mom, please, what's his point?
Well, I...
Come on, Wells, the clock is ticking. We can either just stand here and chat or go to the kitchen and deal with this. Up and at him. It's up to you.
We could just stay here, but what if Broderick is right?
Let's go, shall we?
Calm down, Broderick.
But
I said, calm down.
Well, okay.
Mr. Rogers, we're searching for a missing child.
What child?
Well, the Keswell's son has gone missing.
Oh, God. When?
You really don't know?
Know what?
Don't lie.
Look, I'm not lying. I've been here all day, slaving in this kitchen. Nobody told me nothing. Mum, please, seriously, I'm not lying.
How come that you haven't heard anything? Poor Mrs. Keswell screamed all through this place.
Look, I don't know anything about any of this. I'm in the kitchen all the time. It's so loud in there, and there's that storm raging outside. I really haven't heard anything. Trust me. Mum, you believe me, don't you?
Should I believe him or not? I'm not really convinced that you didn't hear those screams because of the storm. I could hear them all the way in my room.
Look, I swear, I've no idea. The freezer in the kitchen's humming. It's raining outside, and I just don't listen to whatever's going on around here.
And I've told the receptionist to inform all the staff.
Yeah, well, she's probably forgotten.
What a shame, huh? Such a shame.
Mr. Rogers, we're searching the entire hotel room by room. We need to check the kitchen as well.
All right. Come on in, then.
Okay, thank you.
Mum, please. Tell me the boy's gonna be okay. Tell me he's gonna be fine.
Should I comfort him? I wouldn't worry. I'm sure nothing's happened to him.
Righto, then. Come in. This is our kitchen. Mm-hmm. Nothing special. 3 stoves, 2 ovens. I work here alone. You know, a lot of people used to visit this hotel. There used to be, 3 or 4 of us here. But now, especially in the off season, I usually make like 5 or 10 portions for each meal, depending on the day and reservations. Most of that's for the staff. Otherwise, it's to order.
And what's that noise?
Central ventilation. I've been telling them it needs fixed for a while now. Still nothing.
Okay, now I understand why you couldn't hear Mrs. Keswell.
And that you're grumpy all the time.
What?
Nothing.
It doesn't seem like a child could hide here.
I've told you so. It's pretty tight in here. I would have noticed it.
Make no mistake, dear colleague. You have to search in places you wouldn't normally think of checking. What about the oven?
Oh, please, there's nothing in there.
And what about the pot?
You can't be serious.
Roderick, what are you doing?
It's better to check everything.
Go ahead then, Sherlock. I'm making clam chowder in that for tomorrow.
Really hot. As it should be.
Mr. Rogers, and what about these two doors?
What?
These two doors.
Oh, one leads to the dry storage, and the other one to the walk-in freezers.
May I have a look inside, please?
If you want to, but I'm telling you, nobody's there. Check the lobby, the rooms, the cellar, I don't know.
Keep your advice to yourself and open the door.
Fine. Where do you want to have a look?
Should I check the storage room or the walk-in freezer? Open the freezer, please.
You're right.
Hurry up.
Why don't you try it yourself? It's stuck.
That needs some serious muscles.
And that's certainly something a little boy doesn't have.
Well, that's true. But who knows? Maybe someone locked him in there.
And who would that be?
I never share sensitive information with suspects.
Oi!
Stop it and just open it, Mr. Rogers.
All right.
Can you see anything?
Nothing. No, just frozen meat. It's so cold in here.
Minus 10, Mom. What?
There's nothing in here.
Rogers, turn the ventilator off. I can't hear a word. Haven't you heard something off?
Oh, God's
I
sake.
Have, but I'm not going to do it.
Please.
Don't play with me.
Oh, can you two stop it?
The operating room clearly states that the ventilation must be on during the kitchen's operating hours. I don't care about your rules. Just turn it off. I can't solve it like this.
As if you could solve anything.
What did you say?
You heard.
For the last time, I'm ordering you to turn off the ventilation.
And for the last time, I'm telling you, that's not gonna happen.
Enough! We can't go on like this. You obviously won't stop arguing, so one of you needs to go.
But it's my kitchen.
My investigation.
Stop it! Who should I send away? The chef or the detective? Broderick, leave us alone for a moment.
What?
You heard.
Dear colleague,
Broderick, please.
Come on.
This is my case. Give me 5 minutes and I'll make him tell me things he doesn't even know.
That's exactly what I'm worried about.
I admit, maybe I'm a bit harsh, but you don't know this job as I do. That chef must be hiding something. We're this close.
Come on. You're drunk. You reek of it.
I've just had one drink, nothing more.
Just calm down a little.
I'm fine.
Please.
No, that can't be. You can't do this to me. This is my investigation, my big chance.
Just go to your room and sleep it off. You'll feel better in the morning.
I need to find that freaking child. Do you understand me? I have to find him.
I'll find him. Don't worry.
That won't help me. It has to be me. I finally have to prove that I can handle it, that I can do it. Oh, all right. It's like that. I'll find him myself. You'll see.
I think we can do without the ventilation now.
There was nothing in the freezer, so I'll have a look in the storage. Could you open it, please?
Yeah, sure. So, nothing in there, right?
Nothing at all. No, just a couple of preserves. Potatoes.
Told you. The boy's not here.
Mr. Rogers, look, you seem like a pretty normal guy. What was that all about?
That partner of yours started it.
He's not my partner. I saw you at the bar before and you were pretty rude to me. Why was that?
Well,
what's bothering you?
Oh, nothing.
Come on.
When I say it's nothing, then it's nothing. Why don't you all just leave me alone?
Where are you going?
I'm going out. I'm done with all this talking.
He's starting to get angry again. Should I keep questioning?
Everyone in this fucking hotel can get lost as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Rogers! Mr. Rogers!
And so can you.
Great. That's exactly what I needed. All I wanted was to come here, hand over the evidence, and get out of here. I wish I could just go to my room, pack my bags, and get away from this place and all of these people. But that's not possible anymore. I can't leave until that little boy is found. Should I have another look around here? Ugh. Oh, my head is aching. I shouldn't have drank and had those pills. I should go to the reception and ask about the cellar. I don't want to spend another minute in this kitchen.